Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 12, Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Kuf Dalit. Okay, really, it's the bottom of page 11. We are going to start from Am She'acharei HaKohani. Okay, so we want to all be part of the bracha, as we saw, not only because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but we want to get the bracha from the Kohanim. That is what the whole purpose over here is. The Kohanim are bringing bracha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So, but the Am She'acharei HaKohani tells us the Gemara, the Am that is standing behind the Kohanim, Einim B'chal Bracha, they are not part of the bracha for the Kohanim. So if anyone is standing behind where the Kohanim are standing, they do not get the Birkas Kohanim, and therefore, let's say in the yeshiva, those are standing in the cave. They're not really part and parcel of the Birkas Kohanim. We'll talk more about that in a second. Aval, the Gemara has a suffix. What about the tzadim? What if you're on the side of the Kohanim? Are you part of the bracha? Or are you not part of the bracha? So the Gemara basically ends up saying that you are part of the bracha, the people on the side. Aval mifneim, ubitzideim, if you're in front of them, or even on the sides. Afilu mechitza shel barzel, einam asekes. Even if there is an iron wall in between you and the Kohanim, okay, then there's still not mafsekes, and therefore you are still part of the part of the bracha. Okay, so chifilu mechitza shel barzel, einam asekes. However, nevertheless, the poskim do bring down that you should still try not be in front of a wall. You should try and be punim, connected punim with the Kohanim if at all possible, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to be part of the bracha. Vila achareim nami. And even the ones that are behind the Kohanim, im heim anusim, if they are onus. Okay, if they don't have any other choice. Kigon am shepazados, those who have to be in the sados, working in the fields, shem trudim malachtam, ve'ini mechol nevo, they are not able to come. It's not talking about someone who's got $1 million and he wants to make a second $1 million. It's talking about someone who needs to be in the fields. Heim bechlal bracha, they are part of the bracha, not even in the shul. Not only not behind them, they're in the sados. They are going to be part of the bracha also. The Shlo writes, and Moreno Rabbeinu Nevetzel also said the same thing, that even the Am Shebechutzlarts, they're also part of the bracha. They don't have their own Birkas Kohanim, but they're part and parcel of our Birkas Kohanim. When the Kohanim bless, they're considered Anusim, and therefore they're like the Am Shebechutzlarts, who are also part and part of the bracha. Okay, now, a bunch of important things over here. In terms of what is considered Anusim, what's considered an anus that means? So number one, for sure, the chazan. If the amud of the chazan happens to be like some shuls is in front of the kohanim, or in this case, behind the kohanim, however you want to say it, okay, he's not putting him because I can put him with the kohanim. That's considered anus, and the chazan is allowed to stand by the amud of the chazan, and he would still be part and part of the bracha. He's not mechuyev to sit then there, not at the amud of the chazan, in order to be behind the kohanim. Someone who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, or in Rabbeinu Nevetzel told me that is also considered, he's considered anus. He's considered anus, and therefore he would be part of the bracha. With saying that, if someone knows they have a very long Shemona Esrei and they never finish before Birkas Kohanim, it's not best to choose his makom. He should have his makom behind the Kohanim, he should have his makom in front of the Kohanim, even though he's nechshav ka'anus, but why he put himself in that situation? It happens once in a while, it happens to me. Certain times, okay, then he considered anus, and he would not have to move in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. He could stay there and still be part and parcel of the Birkas Kohanim. Fine. Now, those who are standing on the sides of the Kohanim, we said there's a halacha that you're supposed to be punim, keneged punim. Which way do you face? If you're on the side of the Kohanim, which way do you face? So look inside the Bir Halacha over here. Bir Halacha, Dibra Masla Abali, his name is today. He says, I'm a Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's do that. Let's say the Mishnah Berurah first. He says, where? Tzadi, hey. The parish lo yibayo elish shem lifnei hakohanim mishuchim litzadim. Not only those who are in front of the kohanim on the sides a little bit, but they're still in front. Pshita debechal brachim. For sure, they're part of the bracha. Ela fika keneged study hakohanim mamish. They're mamish on the side of the kohanim. Afilu hachi bechal brachim. They're also part of the bracha. If they're to the side, but behind them, those people are not part of the bracha. Therefore, those who are standing on the by the eastern wall of the shul, assuming that the eastern wall is the front of the shul over here, and like in many shuls, the Aron Kodesh comes out of the eastern wall, and therefore they're on the sides of the Aron Kodesh, in front of the Aron Kodesh. Have that Kohanim only in the front of it, the Kohanim are in front of the Aron Kodesh, Einim B'chal Bracha. Those people who are standing there, they're not going to be part of the Bracha because they're going to be behind the Kohanim. The Abach, Helitz Ba'adam, the Bach, sort of, is Miyashiv, their Minog. The Ashram, Shekol Echa, Kohanim, Ma'akom, Beis Kanis, since everyone has their own Makom in the Beis Knesset. Chashuvim Kanusim, therefore, if that's their Makom, is the place that is on the behind the Kohanim, that's like considered Anus. What do they want to go backwards and go push their friends out of the way in order that they could get in front of the Kohanim? Okay, i.e., if you remember back last year, part of Yosef, that's basically what happened. Rav Katz is doing Berakas Kohanim, starting in the middle of the shul, and everyone in front of Rav Katz goes in the back, and it gets a little tight back there in order to be in front of Rav Katz in order to get also his brach. So according to the Baas, there's no reason to do that. Okay, you're considered honest. Okay, you're already in front. Anyways, the rest of the Kohanim are in front. That's not a problem. But Rav Katz is still behind you, so the Baas would say there's no reason to move. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, Avol ein zeh maspik. He doesn't like this Baas. You can find a place, an empty spot. You don't have to be knocking over your friend in order to find a place. Like 95% of the people who go behind, in front of Rav Katz, there's place for them to go. The last 5%, they have to push a little bit. Okay. But the first, there's plenty of room. It's not so squished. You can't find a place for those, 1.5 minutes of Birkas Kohanim, that you could go ahead and say. So that would be the smachlokas between the Bach and the Mishnah Berurah, whether you should just say, I'm anus and I'm part of the bracha anyways, or you should dafka walk behind Rav Katz in this case, or in that case, if you're sitting on an Easter wall, if you walk backwards and get in a place where you could be in front of the Kohanim, and that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. With saying that, let's say now, so says the Bar Halacha Avol Lifnei Mitzvei, I'm Mishnah Berurah V'da. Even though I just told you that people on the side are basically like everyone else, that they're considered in front of the Kohanim. There's an important chiluk between the people who are mamish on the side of the Kohanim, but the people who are like diagonal to the Kohanim, they're in front of the Kohanim, but all the way to the side. What's the difference? He says like this. If you are like diagonal, you're in front of the Kohanim a little bit to the side. They should be facing Mizrach during Birkas Kohanim and not tilt towards the Kohanim. That's what the Bar Halacha. Ubit studim mamish, but you're mamish on the side of the Kohanim. Mistabra deinu moa litzad Mizrach. They should not face Mizrach. De ponim neged ponim yalfinim begamara miyamar lahem. Because it's supposed to be face to face. Okay? No one would be talking to their friend when your friend's on the side over here and side over here, and you're facing this way. You would face each other. So therefore he says them, kad adam shanom rashomer lechavero. Vizelo shchiach klal sheshnei anashim yeshivu b'shova. It's not normal that people sit side to side, mamish, umidabrim, and they talk to each other. Vizia ponam ponu litzad Mizrach. Vizia ponam ponu litzad marav. This one's facing Mizrach. This one's facing marav. That's not a conversation. Therefore, if your mamish on the side says the Bar Halacha over here, they should face the Kohanim, they should tilt towards the Kohanim. If bitstavim shalafonim, if there's a little bit diagonal, he says then they could go ahead and face Mizrach, and it would not be a problem. So that's the maskana over here, according to the Bar Halacha. Now. Fine. Says the Bar Halacha, Dir Masl, Im Heim Anusim. Okay, back to the topic of who's considered honest and honest. I'm Mishnah Berurah, Fum Perisha, Vida, Dilafiza Nir, Dadam Rinu Bishas, Am Shachorin Kohanim, Lav Dafka. It's not only the Am that's behind the Kohanim. El Duhuadin, Im Huba Ir, if you are in a city, Vyoshe Bebesim, and you don't go to Shul, you sit in your house. Veino Holy Chlebesim Medrash doesn't go to the base Medrash, doesn't go to the base Knesses. Gam Kain Einu Bechal Bracha. Even though the Am Shabbasados, they're considered Anusim, Bishus Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlit. They're considered Anusim. They're considered a nusim, and therefore, they're part of the bracha, the Am Shabbosalos. However, you just decide to sit in your house, you're not b'chal bracha v'afilu beitu hayaomi neged pnei akonim. Even if your shul is, you're sitting in your living room couch facing the, where they would be, facing the Kohanim, and in the shul, it's still not gonna help. Midena bracha chashul l'funav l'avov l'nishmoa, since he doesn't, showing that he doesn't care to come here, birkas Kohanim, he is not going to be considered part of the bracha whatsoever. Okay, so that's the din over here in terms of anusim. I'm shabbosavus. Siv kafei. Beis haknesses shekulu Kohanim. What if you have in shul a minion of only Kohanim? What's going to do the din of birkas Kohanim? Who are they going to do birkas Kohanim to? So says the Gemara Paskin over here in the Shulchan Aruch, im ein sham elo sara, if there are no, there's only 10, exactly 10 people, and all 10 are Kohanim, the following goes, kulam olim l'duchan, all of them go up to the Duchan and do Birkas Kohanim. Okay, that's a little strange. We do a beres kohanim to an empty shul. Lumi mevarchim. Who are they mevarch? So once again, shachim shes abasados to the amsha abasados. Those people are in the field. They're the anusim. They're going to be part and parcel of the bracha. They're going to get the brachas. They're going to be blessing them. So once again, this will be much more in their mind because there's no one else in the shul that they're blessing. They'll remember also lachim shes abasados. Umino ona achareihem amen. Who's going to answer amen over here? Hanashim ve'ataf, the woman and the children who are, I guess, there. They are going to be answering amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here at Sadi Tes. If the woman and children are there, they'll answer amen. Vim einam sham. If there's no woman and children there either, ganki nosin kabein. They're still going to do berkas kohanim. Danias amen ein ma'akiv is a bracha. It's not like danias amen is going to be ma'akiv the bracha. Therefore, they'll do berkas kohanim. They'll do it regular, and no one will answer amen. And they'll still be blessing the am shebasotas. Fine. However, vim yesham yoter miasara. What if you have more than 10 kohanim? Whoever, let's say you have 15 kohanim there, so 5 kohanim are going to go up to the duchen and do birkas kohanim. You'll leave 10 people, the other 10 people, to say amen to the bracha. Okay, that's the law. Anything more than 10, those kohanim are going to go up to the duchen, and the rest of the 10 are going to stay back and listen and go ahead and say amen. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Kuf Aleph, the Afal Gav to Kaimelan Lael B'Sibin Siv Aleph to Sias Kapayim Balsara V'Akwanim Minim. Even though we know that you're allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, even if you have 7 Yisrael and 3 Kohanim, you don't need 10 people to answer Amen. Okay, you do the 3 Kohanim, go up and do the Birkas Kohanim, and the 7 Yisraelim stay back. Okay, nevertheless, needs to shake on Asar Onim, Afilachi Shabir Dami. It's still going to be good without 10 people answering Amen. Shiny Hassan that came into Iker Birkas Kohanim, Shal Yisrael Namra. Over there, the Iker Birkas Kohanim is for the Yisraeli. Okay, so Chashiva Filu Pachas Miyasara, there it's considered Chashiv enough, even with less than 10 Yisraeli and Levi, gain the Bracha. Vafilu Yesham Rak Yisrael Echad, even if there's 1 Yisrael. Kulam Olim the Dukhan Barchan Yisrael Zeh. Even if there's 9 Kohanim, 1 Yisrael, 9 go up to the Dukhan, they bless that 1 Yisrael. Masha Ein Kein Benino and Didan Shikulam Kohanim. Over here, we have, oh, everyone is Kohanim. Lo chashiv and levarchim lechudai. It's not chashiv enough to beg the bracha for 1 kohen or 2 kohen. Only im yesha sari shikalu bracha v'yanu amen. Rather, you should have 10 people that's a chashiv amount of kohanim to get the bracha, and they should stay back for the bracha and answer amen. And the remaining kohanim, they go up and say and do birkas kohanim. What if there's 11? What's going to be the din of the 11? 1 kohen is going to go up. We saw before 1 kohen. That's sort of like a suffix. Daraisa derabanan. Okay, what's going to be if there's 11? Says the Bir Halacha, says the Beferish, says the Bir Halacha, the Masal, Yoter Mi'asara, Muduyak from the Mechaber, anything more than 10, that's the amount. So even by 11, 1 coin up, 10 kohanim down, Miloshin Zemashna, Fiul Yishrak, Echad, Hainu Imashli Atzibor, Ha'echad Mevarech, Vasara, Yanu Amin, 1 person's going to go up, and 10 are going to stay back. Lechora says the Bir Halacha, Halo Bofen Zem Mutav Hayu Shaliyolu Kulam Vianu Amin Anashim Vatad Dekayim Akwanim Nitzis Asik Deraisa Shal Nisiyas Gachbaim Masha Enkin Im Yala Rak Echad. But then he brings down this din that this might not be Deraisa, might only be the Rabban. So Lechora, all ten Kwanim should go up, meaning the Chazan won't go up. And that would be better in this case. So that's the posting. Rak mitzvah asik derabanan. Since some posting hold, it would only be derabanan if he has only 1 coin. Avol be'emes ze'eno. But that's really not true. The medido the dan lefi mashikato b'rivakanim kol ikarish on esiyas klaim who rak mitzvah ba'alma. There are ain kan shumi stral merla levarcho. Because at the end of the day, the primogodim says this whole shaila without getting into 1 coin, 2 coin derais derabanan. The whole shaila of ayir shakula kohanim. If there's only Kohanim in the base Knesset, he says all Birkas Kohanim, then is only Dirabanan. Even though the Moech, but the Am Shebasados, okay? Nevertheless, it's only a Chiv Dirabanan in this case, and therefore, even if there's 11, 1 coin is going to go up, 10 coin is going to stay down, and they're going to answer Amen to this. Adkan for today.